Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Yeah. Ghostface Frank, you wanna call Thomas?
Yeah, man.
Shout the mail. Pick the truck to Series Part 1 about the rain, son.
Welcome to Nothing But the Truth again, folks. This is Evan Brooks. We had a little difficulties here, but well, don't worry about it. We got everything solved now. We're playing a previous recorded show, so please do not call in for any questions or whatnot. You can go ahead and do it this way. I hope to see you next week, because it's more likely it's going to be a live show. Peace out.
Right as soon as people actually go to the park.
fall with their minds and will they change their nation's strength by their own opinions from the community. Yeah. Well, I'm going, yeah, it's not nothing, but we're going to make y'all get a little taste of that from the news that we're getting from CNN. Just hold with us for 1 second.
We won in Louisiana. We won in Nebraska. We won in Washington State. We won North. We won South. We won in the Queen.
The senator from Illinois, Tom Rival, will be by double digits in Louisiana Democratic primary. And he beat her by more than 2-1 in Washington and Washington State and Nebraska. The senator from New York didn't mention her losses in a speech Saturday night. And she
concentrated
her fire on the Republicans.
If I'm your nominee, you'll never have to worry that I'll be knocked out of the ring. Because I do have strength and experience to lead this country, and I am ready to go toe-to-toe with Senator McCain whenever and wherever he desires.
The Clinton campaign is looking ahead to next month, expecting to fare much better in two Delegate-rich states, Texas and Ohio.
Yes,
big day. And under statement from Mike Huckabee, the former Arkansas governor topped John McCain by more than 2-1 in caucuses in Kansas. An embarrassing defeat for the overwhelming frontrunner in the battle for the Republican presidential nomination.
People don't want to be told that their president is 17 minutes from the Republican Party. People want to make a choice. They don't want somebody else make that decision for them. And they're tired of hearing somebody say, oh, it's not
McCain's campaign congratulated Huckabee, but says that the senator from Arizona is still the party's presumptive nominee. But the results indicate that Kane is having trouble courting conservative voters, a problem he's acknowledged. Huckabee also edged up in Kane in Louisiana. Now the campaign moves to Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia, which hold primaries on Tuesday. Both put their at the CNN Election Center in New York.
Well, after we're hearing all of this, what do you think about that?
I think it's pretty interesting because really beginning to show the tidal wave, finally beginning to gain ground in this situation, starting the elections and the primary. Becoming an intense battle right now for especially Obama and Hillary.
Yep, yeah, that's true. Man. Certainly, the people won't like Kane, want to get, he's going to blow it over because he knows who's supposed to be. Man, you can't tell, you know what I'm saying? That's why there's a long row ahead. But this probably ain't going to see what's really going to go down today because you get me out to say. That's my thing. So you can't believe what everything the media say because they were saying one thing. We're still talking about Hillary. Some of she was going to get blown out after the championship, but she came and won.
She came back and yeah. Obama just bumped her again.
Yeah.
It's really showing how candidates who are alike often get the best vote. Look here, Huckabee and Obama have such charisma that can appeal to anybody within a voting margin. I'm kind of afraid for McCain and what he's doing because he's been so far called liberal by his own Republican members. It's pretty interesting to show how people are really pushing the boundaries during this presidential election to, I guess, kind of define what needs to be done in this country. Trying to find a way to make solutions about it. They need to stay home before I have them to see so often.
That's crazy. Let's see what's going on. Locally, Greensboro, North Carolina. I'm moving the microphone around so I don't find that. Something that you we have to commute for us up at the same time. See anything else? I'm crazy. There's another damn robin, you know, in the country. Let's see where this happened. Let's see. Let's find out.
Greensboro. That's
where you read an article here. This day in Greensboro, a 29-year-old man says two men approached him from behind while he was walking on the street, threw him to the ground, robbed, and stabbed early Saturday morning. Police said the man from Greensboro, police did not identify, was walking near Martin Luther King Jr. Drive and Willington Street when he was approached from behind. Two men grabbed him and threw him to the ground. They took his wallet and cell phone. One of the men stabbed him in the upper thigh. Both left running east on
that I visited them and really good friends there. There would be times where members of the neighborhood would just sit there and shoot people in broad daylight in front of how kind of many people they would walk with their lives. It's very common for violence.
Just crazy stuff. I don't know if I want to tell anyone anymore else. I don't want people to be crying to me. I have to show that relationship. I'm going to get the relationship with this thing. I should have a little bit of food before we jump into anything major. But now that we are going from the new line, we're going to the relationship line. Let's talk about what's the topic today. Let's talk about that topic. Title of the show, Talk of the Truth, Episode 2. Knowing how to talk to people. You know, there's a lot of people out here, they don't even know how to communicate with one another. And it's looking really, really bad for this generation here. Before you can even talk to someone, you have to have a certain amount of stuff. They say you have to have so much money, you have to have so much class, popularity, a lot of stuff. And I don't understand why it's going to have something like that in order to talk to someone. I mean, what's wrong with saying, hey, how are you going to have a real conversation? There's so much crazy stuff.
I think it's the same way. I think we become so transfixed with materialistic views that establish people in our society. You know, things such as good cars, rent, a good house, a good job that's paying a lot of money, nice flashy clothes that you can't really get in that particular area, that we almost base our value and worth on things because we look at the artists, we see the TV, we look at people we admire and we see them, and we not truly value them by their personality per se. We don't really have a sense of ethic when it comes to work and accomplishment, or realistic and about money, because you're working, what, 40 hours a week and you're only getting maybe barely with $100, you're slaying, you know?
Yeah.
So I guess we definitely place a lot more value when it comes to our ownership in this area. I think it's become a problem definitely with you and a lot of the young women, because you may be annoyed, but some of y'all ladies are naive as hell. I'm not even trying to have a good deal with this guy with a good car and some flashy clothes and shit, and thinking just all into something like that. One time I accidentally paid more money than I was supposed to for my college, and this girl just got all doggy-eyed. I asked her, like, shit, I could get this anything if I was. I'm being honest. Stop really getting transfixed on what appears to be instead of what really is. You get to know the person before you just go off on these stereotypes. And how many fellas out here have jerseys and don't really have anything on the side? How many have Jordan slippers, some shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Totally.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So I'm writing down some notes and stuff. I want to go back and talk about how you speak different. I remember. And some people are like, how do you remember you were young? I'm like, look, I remember 10, 20 years ago, you know, you can wear a Rolex or anything like that. Talk to her, set up, you know, they can watch you, whatever.
Lifestyle in general, and you
y'all ladies out there, y'all got female, they rise with the preference got you. They play games with them, they need nothing. What's communication going on here? Yeah, you're being retarded. But, I know mom has experience with me about that before, and I have been about that before, but it was with the apartment complex. When I left out, the lady on top of the Valerie Peter, now here she is, she don't think she lives. What her problem? I'm not sure what name, but I know what occupation was.
Yeah.
I was like, she's doing some instructor for ballet. What I'm getting into this. Just start talking. And I might have to have a big conversation. She getting all timid and scared. What's wrong with you? I mean, I don't have my butt up. And, I mean, most different stuff like that. You know, my second day, girl, when I was, you know, that was 2 weeks ago, so needed to have a better start again. But anyway, the long story, she basically was like, yeah, you know, I'm just telling you, start to want to hang out with playing in the cross street with each other. Literally, like, what did you find? I said, if you come over here to meet, start talking to the best. I'm sorry, that was your problem. I'm just talking about my daughter. Well, I'm not talking more about it. You know, you can't call me in there, but don't say something to me. You know, go over there and want to be here. She doesn't tell me out loud. You don't know, have to love that. Our neighbor across the street.
What neighbor?
They don't play games either, they're ballers too.
be like a dead man at this time. Ladies, y'all are born to death. An intelligent lady is talking to you, is probably talking to another guy, probably got his number too, when she gets your number. Probably trying to weigh out the differences between y'all, see which one is the best for writing down. Maybe she's not considering a long term relationship, maybe just somebody to chill with. Stuff like that. That's pretty much how most of them in that mentality act. They don't play around when it comes to relationships because they know how they can be. And they need to know how ladies can be too. It's true for real. But communication day that I saw, you know, take back things again 30 years ago, because I can talk about parents. I was told to folks that I don't want them, but I don't understand what's wrong with y'all. Keep up the same on your day. Like, I only have to go out and go out.
Whatever.
my worst day. They come up and
say, how you doing?
You know, the girls at work, we got some. You need to sit down and do that. I mean, why do you have to be a cop with constantly to know how to talk to someone? I think that's the biggest problem. It's just that people keep forgetting that communication is a beautiful thing. And we always want to have it, how would you say, polarized in a certain direction. We always want to be the one that's doing most of the talking in a relationship or just in casual conversation rather than being willing to listen or willing to let another person engage us instead of us constantly engaging them all the time. You know, you have the type that are all real catty, talk over you a whole lot, never really listen to what you say, and then right when you say something, they're saying free, but they're so over their head in their own kind of mind frame that they completely miss the point of what you're talking about. And I think this applies to relationships too, because you have the guys that always want to sit in the background. I guess you call them the pretty boys who think they've got it on. And it was women coming to them, and at the same time, isolated, strong, independent. When it does come to him, he really can't get the words out of his mouth because he's not really had that chance to express himself and cast his confidence. Same thing with women. Sometimes they have situations where they say the exact damn opposite, and it just happens all the time. Saying it all, but it still happens. They don't act like it. They just, when you sit there, you say, no, I don't want you to. When your ass wants him to do that shit for you, and you're like, oh, somebody's trying to come up to you, but hey, people, damn, can I help you out right now? I don't need help right now. Don't you ask for that very nigga that's probably somebody you're interested in. Come over there and sit with you, have a good conversation, make you feel better. Sometimes communication in this process means that, fellas, you got to go the extra mile. You know that they're trying to, you know that they're trying to test you sometimes. So you definitely have to step up and keep on going if you're really interested in making that relationship go any further. At the same time, having a deep conversation with another person. But often said, once they say, however you explain that back to me, that's your lifestyle, however you do it, there's a time you have to recognize that there are boundaries, and you just have to learn to recognize them. So you just recognize them. And they present, they're not showing any limits, and they shouldn't be getting there. They are, and you should learn how to take the kid with the form. That's all I gotta say. I remember there was a woman very recently, and I was telling my buddy Evan over here about this earlier. And for some strange reason, I don't like being called out since I have a lot of ethnicities in my background. I'm black, I'm Puerto Rican, I'm Japanese, I'm Indian, and I'm French. So I've got a little something working for me in a lot of different areas. Let's get back to the conversation. So this lady, she keeps calling me out. I can tell she's real young and naive the way she went about it. And I can't stand loud and crazy women. I can't stand them with people who don't know you. Can't even say your fucking first name. Try to call you out in a certain way. And especially if they get it wrong, they get mad as hell. So over the time, she keeps complaining and yelling out, hey you, calls me out by crazy shit. Oh, black and Korean. Like in Italian, all kinds of dumb shit. And I just ignored it. And one night, I'm just chilling out of myself. Chilling with my people talking. And this chick starts yelling out again, hey you. She started talking about how she wants me to come up to her room and shit and work it on her. And I just told her, I'm like, honey, shut the fuck up. Lady, hey you. I did. That's how bad it got me. Because you know how it really gets on your nerves. You're trying to stay composed at the same time. That person just so damn loud. It sounds like one of those crazy people on a Jim Carrey commercial.
I told her that.
I'm like, don't call me that shit. I mean, just leave me alone. I'm not interested in you. And I had to bring it up to the point where it gets a little shocking and controversial. I just asked the point, really, drunk or something? I mean, I'm not interested in you. I mean, she wasn't even anywhere near me. That's the point. She's like, 5 feet. I don't know how many feet. How many stories up in the damn air? Because she's staying in the dorm, yelling out a damn window while I'm outside. I'm like, if you really want to, how could I say, gain a very good chance at establishing communication with somebody, you should definitely be in the range of them when you're speaking, not just for like 10 feet off, yelling right after them. Hey, holy, honey, how you doing? You know how to speak. But y'all hear that shit all the time. And y'all are right past the middle. They're like, you didn't hear, maybe you just start
person to communicate with is you tell them what they try to hear, but then what you can hear is, my uncle, they got me hooked, you know, got to get your train out there or whatever, get your palm pilot, get your laptop down, I got all my pictures up there. And remember to quote here, the key word, the word of the day, the sentence of the day, you sentence of the day. Communication is all that one-way street is wet, white, red. Okay? It is. Let me think about it. Like you say, it makes you go crazy, right?
It does make you go crazy. Like somebody scratching together their fingers and get chopped the head off
everything. That's what I thought it was going to be. Because I was, without writing things down, I was like, man, this shit is crazy. I mean, that's not how you want to listen. I got another story to do with that. I was talking to her just, I guess, doing a break. And she told me, she's like, I guess we had to argue. Argue for what? I mean, we're not in no debate. We're not talking about politics, no kind of relationship, you know, or religion, you know, stuff like this. Things that women probably argue, you know, depend. She said, no, argue. I like to argue with women. And she was trying to draw me into a court where we argue. Sometimes the best way to do it is to take a good care of her. No way I'm doing that talk. Some girls, I'm going to point this out to y'all. Some of y'all ladies out there like to argue and kind of interest.
Yeah, you love drama, what did you love saying, to be honest?
Yeah, I mean, I don't get that. Why would y'all like to argue? Well, y'all gonna test the bed from way one day, he gonna wanna argue, he gonna come up with the bed
for your ass.
Yeah, and I think that's another thing.
I'm trying to be funny, but honestly, right as soon as y'all get these bad relationships, and I'm not gonna put the blame on y'all just whenever bad happens. Sometimes, it's our fault. I'm not even gonna lie. Sometimes niggas put in the kind of shit to women. At the same time, women sometimes place themselves in those situations. And then, right after somebody's talking to a friend, they're telling you all this time that it ain't worth nothing, or that nigga's really messing up your life right now. Really about to do something stupid. You end up and you want to cry all the time and everything else. Like I said, I respect her. It was that simple right there. She really puts her pain out there. But she doesn't sit there and make no song for you to sit there and do exactly what she did. You don't have to do that. You don't have to, do crazy for that. It hurts people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's about communication and relationship.
Well, on my thoughts right there, I was saying that we talked about how dealing with a lady, that might have to die. And y'all trying to keep it in. That's the thing about Martin. Probably have been some sort of that thing, the worst case that everybody has been in, where traffic has been, bills going up, last thing she wants to have an alibi, because I'm talking to married people, married couples before, I'm scared that the last thing that one they can argue with in a house is not what they need. Let the bed happen. If you've got a voice of concern, issue that you had yourself, let the bed get adjusted up to get this house comfortable. Right. You know, relaxation, but you can't get the relaxation at work because you have some freaky type of job. So you can't get it all the way to work with traffic, especially in the DC area. And crazy traffic. But if you're coming home, you're just all day at once, peace and quiet. And you know, I've been times when you feel the zone, you don't come off arguing just for the sake of it. Why don't you take out the trash? You both take out the trash. And they drop in crazy. You don't want to be up with you. You know what I'm saying? You want to go shut the door, go in the room. And that bad when it goes down. I saw a lot of people. I was like, I thought the voice talk to this.
Yeah,
you know,
what's going on time? Oh, yeah. We love each other. Like, what, 2 months to get married? Did you see her right on that damn stove cheating on each other? Got all the other issues going on because they really don't guard an understanding of each other, how to communicate with each other. Everybody does have their own preference, their own personality, sure. Ladies that might like the guys that do argue with them might find the right one. You know, it might work out. A lot of times, it probably isn't going to work out because trying to do something like that, putting yourself in the corner, is only going to make you, lash out.
try to act like they didn't watch this whole half. We don't have any relationship with the problems. You don't know. But you know how those things are, and the ladies are too. Because some of y'all like that, like y'all through the block, all down the street, every other damn city, and y'all still haven't even got crack news and y'all for the time. Please, please, stop acting like that. Please be open about it. It's very important that we understand what level of experience or if y'all take it to that level, no matter how you do it, it's important to have that kind of understanding because a lady does not just be scared and you just talk about how you work that shit all the time. You can go all night long on another shit and they can, you know, just put up the women to do he does or she does. Don't a lady like this.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good topic. You brought up the issue that, you know, people don't want to communicate. That's how they don't come to get that fear. People don't want to bring up the table with being honest. Yeah, I mean, I have some stuff that I did in Grand Street on my paper there about the aspects of the relationship. If you have a real relationship, you would really be straightforward and open about it. You guys look at communication skills. That's a verbal and non-verbal. What a person say, what a person do, tell a lot about themselves right there. Another thing, dealing with truth with this, you got to be truthful about how you do this. I mean, I understand people have past, but if you're not doing your past, you're saying, well, I love you and stuff, and you're on that night, drinking it. Now, I'm not going to believe what you're saying. And then, with respect, you got to respect one another. You just can't sit there arguing with stuff. I mean, what is wrong? What is wrong with Trump? Y'all got to argue with us. Me and my boy, Mr. 910, he had a friend that stayed over there and worked with that. And she was arguing loud outside of her phone. I mean, how? Cut the person out. Her spill is. Why is her spill was white? It may be like, hey, you old man, ouch. Yeah. And she kept dealing with him. And that's not what Zero told about. She don't even know how to beat it. And that's the thing. That's the thing. I said, you can't have, like, you can't have too much pride in your heart. If you really want the problem solved, you need to talk to people that have been through it, experience. You know, like, man, it was the legal issue, you know, with a lawyer. I have some talks for them. So if I have some ticket or whatever, okay, they ain't going to be like, how to deal. I'm going to talk to a lawyer if I need to get something together because he's been through it. He's done it before he's been in court. I mean, y'all be scared of y'all can tell where your credentials. I have credentials of my age and my experience with what I saw. I mean, I've been to the fire. You know what I'm saying? I can't get out of that bitch, you know?
Same thing with me. I mean, I've been through a lot of shit. So I've been in several relationships. And at the same time, I've known people, a lot of my really close friends have
that could hurt a man because he was ready to be a father. You know, he's ready to do it.
Well, Covered a lot of what we did in a relationship. We'll never really cover everything because it's so